Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, local parish minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to half an hour of varied music and me chirping away in between times. By the time we're finished, you'll be older and wiser, educated and enlightened, informed and inspired. Can't say fairer than that now, can I? Tonight's topic is the church, the one and only church, the one that has a local branch near you. The church you belong to. Whether you play your part in it or not is another matter, of course. There are a lot of weird and wacky ideas out there about the church. For instance, some people think that the church is a private club or a fraternity of like-minded individuals doing like-minded activities. Or they think it's a social agency doing a lot of good works, raising money for charity, visiting elderly and sick people. Or they think it's a worship factory where people clock in for an hour and clock out again. Or a weekly audience with the local oracle, the preacher, giving advice and guidance on how to live and telling people about God. Or some folk think it's a place for meaningful moments, rites of passage, special ceremonies such as baptisms, weddings and funerals. Or they see it's a spiritual garage, where people come in to get spiritually fixed after a breakdown. They come to fill their tank with Holy Spirit, recharge their batteries, get a top-up, do spiritual repairs, have a quick-fit 60-minute service, and then go on their way again. Some folks see it's a spiritual gymnasium for moral and spiritual exercises. Some folk think the church is a Jesus society, a bit like a Burns Club, where Jesus' suppers, communions, are like Burns' suppers. They enjoy the meals, read his works, celebrate his life, and perpetuate his memory. However, the church is none of these. These are popular misconceptions. So what is the church? Let's start with the obvious thing. The church's buildings. You find them everywhere. They usually have a wee cross on top and nice coloured windows, and their regular customers get very attached to them. Even non-attenders have been heard to say, "That's the church I don't go to." Here's Ian White singing a 3,000-year-old song all about it. It's Psalm 122 in the Bible. Here's it to modern music.
Yeah.
The church is buildings, but it's even more people, the people who go in and out of the buildings. My second church burnt down, but the people kept on worshipping in the hall until it was rebuilt. Contrary to popular opinion, the church is not a home for saints. It's more a hospital for sinners. Sinners Anonymous, I like to call it. The wide variety of people who can each pray Our Father must be brothers and sisters if they have the same Heavenly Father. Church people are works in progress. We're not yet the saints going marching into heaven, but we're helping each other to get there. We know our faults and our need of help from God and from each other, and we're working at it. We enjoy great fellowship or communion together, as this song says. Let us break bread together.
Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together.
That was the BBC Welsh Chorus. So the church is buildings, the church is people, and the church comes in groups of people. A bit like ice cream comes with various flavours. How many pieces of the ecumenical jigsaw can you think of? There's the Church of Scotland, the Roman Catholics, Baptists, Pentecostals, Salvation Army, Episcopal, Free Church. Diversity is a wonderful thing, but not when it goes down the hill into division. It's a sin when one piece of the jigsaw thinks it's the whole jigsaw. Unity is a lovely thing, but uniformity is not so desirable. The best of all worlds surely is to have a rich variety, but all working together harmoniously. The church is like a big orchestra with all the different instruments and musicians playing together harmoniously under the guidance of the main man, who incidentally doesn't make any sound. Just because Jesus is invisible and silent, don't fail to notice that he is the one conducting the whole operation. Here's an example of one type of church music. This is a Salvation Army band. Isn't it funny how nearly all the brass band playing Christians seem to end up as members of the Sally Army? The Bristol Eastern Band of the Salvation Army playing Thine is the Glory.
Thank you.
The One Church of Jesus Christ is multinational and worldwide. There are nearly 2,000 million or 2 billion Christians. That's nearly 1 in 3 of the world's population. Africa has more Christians than anywhere else. Missionaries from Scotland have done a lot to spread Christian faith around the world. Missionaries also come to Scotland from all over the world. It makes for a healthy cross-fertilisation. Personally, I've conducted a funeral in Jamaica. I've done a preaching tour of Brazil. I've preached to 30 Kenyan congregations in a village square through an interpreter. The theme was, "You'll never thirst again," and this was after 9 months of drought. A very brave choice of theme, I thought. But when near the end of the 6-hour service, after 30 choirs and 4 preachers, it began to spit with rain, it resulted in 89 people becoming Christians suddenly. So here's a sample of Christian music from Africa. The worldwide church also has a long history. It goes all the way back to Jesus. And indeed, if you count the Old Testament Jewish background, then it goes all the way back to Abraham or even Adam. All of history revolves around Jesus. Everything is either BC, before Christ, or AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Indeed, the word history tells us that it is his story. So here's another type of church music which takes us right back to the crossroad moment of all of history, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross" by the Northumbria Community.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my wretched
So the worldwide church and the historical church is also the church that's on earth and in heaven. It's visible and invisible, militant and triumphant, as we say in the jargon. It's on earth and you can see it. Like as somebody once put it to me, there's a couple of old wifeys crowding in. But it's more than that. It's also the countless hosts of saints going marching into heaven, singing the ceaseless Hallelujah Chorus. Here's Handel's version of the Hallelujah Chorus. So the church is people. People that come in all sorts of varieties, that are spread out across the world, down through history, on earth, and also in heaven. And it's not just a human institution. The Bible calls the church the body of Christ. Just as a body has many different bits, all doing their own functions but all coordinated from the brain, so the church has many different people doing their various vocations but all coordinated by Jesus, the head of his body of people, the church. I was searching for a song about the church as the one body with many parts working in harmony under Jesus when I remembered this slightly sideways version. I hope you like it. So bye for now. Tune in again to 3TFM for another Holy Half Hour next week.
How many legs has a centipede got? I don't really know, but I think it's quite a lot. He doesn't need socks and he doesn't need shoes. But imagine if he had to wear Wellington boots. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. Well, his legs go up and his legs go down, and they all work together to carry him around. And if one gets a blister, then I haven't got a doubt that the others all try to help him out. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. Well, God made the centipede in you and me, and it makes him happy when we agree. We're part of a body with a part to play. Let's remember that today. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. So come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. 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 Come and play.